times I can I testify for you. I told I like you, that bitch I do it all and I'm around, you get it. Do I have boogers?
You never have boogers.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Committed Before 30. We are a podcast that centers around discussing commitment in today's non-committal society. We're your host. My name is Libby, and I'm here with my husband,
Jalen.
What the hell was that? You're hilarious. Well, I wanted to touch on a topic that we got from someone that left us a comment.
Okay, shout out to them.
And it's about, you know, wifey and husband duties.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So I thought it would be pretty cool to talk on what you think, actually. What do you think husband duties are?
So when I think about husband duties, it's always just the basic, like, provide and protect.
Providing. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Provide and protect. That's pretty much it for the most part. Like, paying the bills and, you know what I'm saying, staying scrapped up if I need to. You know what I'm saying? Make sure I got my hands ready. Make sure I got to throw hands with a nigga.
Can you fight?
Huh?
Can you fight?
Obviously.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, see, my thing is, I'm not the type of guy, like, going around, oh, yeah, I beat a nigga. But I don't do that. It's people who bark, they can't fight.
Oh, okay.
Like, you just know that's just something that's known.
Okay.
But that's what I think, like, husband duties are.
Okay, so that's what you think husband duties are, providing and protecting.
Yeah, that's just, like, baseline. Baseline. For sure.
What do you think husband qualities are?
Qualities? That's a very good question. I would say somebody who is patient. Mm-hmm. Somebody who is thoughtful. Mm-hmm. Somebody who is kind.
You honestly, just saying some
I mean,
shit.
Honestly,
you
like, just I'm just describing myself. Like, I just feel like I'm husband qualities.
You're just saying stuff, but...
No, that's what I feel like.
Patient, loving, kind. Where you heard that before at? The Bible?
Yeah. Yes, true. Hey, see, look, that's another husband quality, though. You know what I'm saying? Somebody who's a God-fearing man.
Absolutely.
You see how she's trying to clown me, but this is real. This is serious stuff.
I feel like sometimes you just be saying stuff. But, but yeah, I feel like husband duties are, like what you said, to provide and to protect. And I do think that we're very traditional. So we are very, you know, our customs come from the Bible, honestly. A husband's supposed to provide and protect. A woman is supposed to nurture and make a house a home. Right. So, you know, making sure I feed our family, making sure our home is clean and, you know, put together and comfortable for us. I do think that that's my duty. I do think that husband qualities, yeah, you got the baseline. I think everyone should have those qualities. But I think husband qualities, when a woman looks to a man, they want to see a great example for their potential son. So that's what I look for.
I
look for, I have, like, a gentleman. Like, you open my car doors. You do provide. If anything... You know, I said this in our vows, like, I can't ever vent to you about anything because you're already trying to come up with solutions for it.
Right.
Like, you're always there to protect and, you know, just provide me with peace and ease, like an easy life. That's literally what you try to do for me. So I do think that those are great qualities. There's so much more, but obviously, like, just the big one, just honestly, I want. Like, you depict what I would want our son to be. So I think that that's husband qualities. Husband duties, we got that already. Wifey duties, to me, we kind of said to cook, clean, you know, nurture, provide our home. We'll provide you with comfort within our home, you know. Because if you lived here and I went here, boo.
I mean, you never know.
I do know. But, you never know. Yeah, and then... yeah. So I think kind of when we talk about those duties and like performing those in marriage, performing that while dating, engaged, whatever, I feel like it's just natural if that's who you are in a relationship, it's natural to do those things while you're still dating, like while you're just dating without a bigger title. But did you want to chime in?
So I want to ask you about that. Do you feel like it's necessary for people to do these things while they're dating? Like, do you feel like somebody, do you feel like you can still get the ring if you're not showing these qualities?
Well, I do think that you should still be this way while dating. I just feel like you shouldn't live together, because I do feel like if this is how I think as a woman, and this is how I've been taught from my mother and her mother.
Yeah.
If you live with someone and you're shacking up, you guys are playing house without that bigger title. So it goes from you guys hanging out at each other's home, maybe spending a weekend and they get to see those qualities within you, or him coming over to your home and you cooking him a meal. So he knows you can cook. He knows that you have those qualities and those traits. It's different from that versus doing it every single day, day in and day out. You're picking up after each other. You're cooking, you're cleaning. He's providing, like, y'all are doing all these things without that extra title. So I've always been told that 9 times out of 10, it would prolong you getting that ring, because why would there be a rush? You know, like, why is there a rush if I already have all of this? You know, if I already have all this, there's no means for us to take that extra leap. You know what I'm saying? Or we can do that, but we can slow down on that a little bit.
That's a very good, like, thought to have. And I got a question behind that.
Mm-hmm.
So say, for example, you know how you hear the saying, like, oh, yeah, you giving him all this stuff. Why would he marry you?
Yeah.
What about
it's basically what I was saying.
But what about it's vice versa, though? Like, why do women still want a ring, even though the man is still doing husband duties and have husband qualities?
So women are, and men are just created differently.
Mm-hmm.
Men are from Mars, women are from Venus. Mm-hmm. Or do I have it backwards? I don't know. But women are nurturing. They crave security. And that's what that is. A ring, yes, getting married, that is the ultimate level of security. Whereas from my perspective, and you're a unicorn, you're very different. You know, you've always, your goal in life was to have a family and to be married. But a lot of men aren't like that. They crave vagina.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they crave, you know, hoeing. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to settle down.
Yeah.
And a lot of married men talk down on marriage. Like, they're locked down. They're not able to have fun. Like, you know, it's just different. So I feel like you see what I'm saying? You've heard that before, haven't you?
Yeah, I've heard it.
I do feel like if you're giving it all to a man, he's winning in the end. And you as a woman, your ring is prolonged because he's getting it all. Think about your cousins. Before your cousin proposed, your cousin-in-law proposed to your cousin, he said, I want to marry her because I'm tired of us going our separate ways. If they weren't going their separate ways at night, if they were living together, he wouldn't feel like that.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah.
If your man is tired of y'all going y'all separate ways after trips, or they went on a trip and they had spent the whole, like, what, week or so together
somewhere in Canada
and he knew he wanted to marry her because he was tired of them going their separate ways. If they didn't have that separation at the end of a trip, or at the end of the day, the date is over, you go home, I go home, or we spent a weekend together, but I know I have to go home and you go home, I don't think he would have married her as quick as he did. You know what I'm saying? No, I'm not saying it's fast, but I'm just saying it would have taken more time, because he won't have that yearn for her. Like, oh, I don't want us to go our separate ways anymore.
So you feel like all this is just connected to you living together or not?
I definitely think that performing husband duties and wife duties are okay, because it's natural instincts. Cook, clean, men pay for dates anyway. You know what I'm saying? If you guys were out at a party and something popped off, your man should naturally protect you.
Right.
If he doesn't, then of course that's a red flag. But he would do that. So it's kind of like, look at it this way. If we're boyfriend and girlfriend, and we're out at a party and something pops off, you don't have to protect me because we're not married? No. Like, performing those duties are natural. It's just, I feel like when you live together, I do feel like it becomes a blurred line. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. I just don't think, like, I just don't think shacking up is a good thing, first off. You know what I'm saying? Because, like how you said, like, people come, what's the word I'm looking for? Content. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Especially, I will admit, like, especially, like, dudes, like, once we get, like, comfortable in the place and there really isn't, like, no expectation of next level.
Yeah.
Most men probably won't, like,
keep in mind, what if we had a baby? Mm-hmm. We have a kid. We're living together. Why do I need to marry you right now? I mean, you know what I mean?
But also, to keep it real about that as well, like, men will marry you because you have a kid.
No, that's also true. Men will do that. They'll do that.
Next level of security.
I agree. I just feel like, you know, performing those duties before marriage are kind of natural. Like, I was cooking for you before we were married.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Yep. I was even cussing you out before we were married. Remember, you were smoking in my house and you left the dang ashes on my table. I should have known then you was going to drive me crazy. Oh, my God. But
hey, I'm going to tell you something.
Oh, go ahead, boo.
Nah, you're right, though. I'm going to tell you something. Like, all the signs, like, before you get married are there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they're already there.
I knew you were a messy-ass nigga before.
Hey, look, I ain't going to comment, man. I ain't even going to do all of that. But, like I'm saying, like, the signs are there. That's what I'm saying. Like, the dating phase is, I feel like, it's the most important. Because you are learning more about that person.
That's true.
Before they even become your wife or husband. Like how you said with the ashes thing. I said a little clue right there.
Yeah.
Now, I'm getting better. I'm trying to do better. But you know what I'm saying? Like,
it's crazy because we dated and we got married under a year. So it's kind of like our dating is so different, you know, from other people's perspective. People date for a year and then they get engaged and then they're engaged for a year and then blah, 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 whatever. Or they date for 2 years and then they get engaged, or 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. My parents dated for 9 years before they got married.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it wasn't on my dad. It was on my mom.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? My mom was kind of like, why do we need to? My mom literally said the same thing to my dad. We live together. My mom is honestly a nigga, though. My mom is literally a man. She's raised with 6 boys. She's a boy. She's a man.
That leash on her.
So she kind of felt the same way. Like, we live together. Nothing's going to change. Why should we get married? Which that's typically what men feel. But I don't know.
Thoughts for real on why they shouldn't have got married, because they was basically house anyway.
I kid you not. My mom said that several times. Why do we need to get married? Like, we live together already. Like, nothing's going to change.
Right.
And the craziest thing is when they finally got married after 9 years, they had the wedding, we came home. They got married in Jamaica. We came home. My mom literally said the same thing. Everyone keeps asking me if I feel different. Nothing has changed.
Yeah, man. I was talking to somebody the other day about the difference between marriage and dating. There's really not a difference.
Yeah.
Now, and I know that you like bring it up as in like our dating was different. I don't feel like our dating was different. It was just faster.
It was just expedited.
We just got to the next level faster.
Yeah.
Because we were definitely still dating. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we're like, still dating. Like, I feel like we just knew. We knew this was it. We knew, you know, we just didn't want to waste no damn time.
Yeah.
So I feel like, you know, I don't know. Sometimes I do feel like when we talk about these topics, I have to speak about X situations because our dating experience was so short compared to people that are probably listening. Like, I don't want someone that's been dating their partner for 2 years to feel like they shouldn't be doing wifey or husbandly ass duties. Or if you've been dating your partner for 2 years, you and your next step is moving in together, do it. Like, I don't want anyone to think that how we did things or how we do things, it's correct, because it just works for you and I.
Yeah.
So if it works for you and you're listening or you're watching to move in with your partner, and that's something you guys want to do, especially in today's society, it's expensive as shit. It's expensive as hell. So if it's a better option for you and you're listening to live with your partner, don't let me deter what you think is right and what your partner thinks is right. But telling you from experience, though, because I've done that. I've lived with a partner before I was married, before we were engaged. And it does... I've always saw this saying on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
You want to speed up a breakup? Move in together.
That is the truth.
Jalen's ex situation he was in, they moved in together and broke up.
Man, see, the thing is, though, like, I moved in with her, and then I was so miserable. Like, I was, you laughing, but I'm dead ass. Like,
I'm happy.
When I finally left, like, when I was packing my stuff, like, I told her, like, we still a boyfriend and girlfriend at this point. I'm just like, I'm big smile on my face, like, all right, I'll see you later. Like, I was ready but to get the fuck out of there.
Oh, wow.
Like, it's really tough. And then, unless you do got this next level of commitment, it's hard. That shit is hard.
It's easy to walk away because, you, like I said, you're playing house without that extra level of commitment. And when it gets hard, the easiest thing, the best thing to do is walk away because you don't have that level of commitment. So, I don't know. And then also, when you live together and you're married, it's just a different way you act. You know what I'm saying? It's something about being married. It's kind of like turning 30. You feel like an adult. Like, you got to handle things like in an adult way, you know? And you know you're stuck here.
Yeah, I would definitely. Well, I think that's how we think about it.
Oh, a lot of people.
There's a lot of people out there who probably still think and probably knew before they got married, like, hey, like, divorce is on the line, just so you know.
You know what?
You know what I'm saying?
I do want to touch on that because the divorce rate is so high. I think it's like 40 or 50%. But they are weighing in those people that have gotten married, divorced, married again, and then divorced again, then married again. In which, if you get married a second time, your divorce chances are higher. So that's why the divorce rate is so high. But I know a lot of people that have been married for so long happily. Like, we just spoke about my parents. They've been married for, well, they dated for 9 years. They've been married for a bajillion. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, or, I don't know. I just know that it's a possibility and it is successful. I think that if you get into marriage, you know that you signed on that line for this to be forever. So, I feel like you do handle conflicts in, like, situations better than if you're just boyfriend and girlfriend.
I would say, on that note, like, traditionally, like, yeah, you're dating somebody, so you learn how to handle conflict.
Mm-hmm.
I would say for our story, it was a bit different because, like, while we were technically supposed to be still dating in normal society, we were married.
Yeah.
So we were still learning how to, we had to learn how to go from dating to the married, like, how to handle the conflict from how you went when you were dating.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, how you should handle it when you're married.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, I just think that it ain't, you gotta know what your person, you gotta know how to communicate with your person with stuff like that, though.
I agree. But I do think we did a good job. Like, I know several people that have had a similar story to us. You know what I'm saying? That got divorced under a year. They got married under a year and divorced under a year. I know two people like that.
I want to ask you about that. When you were saying about the people who get married over and over again, at mm-hmm. what point do you look in the mirror and be like, damn, is it me?
If we
you
get
know
a,
what
if,
I'm saying?
It don't ever happen. God forbid. We don't even use the D word, but I'm not even going to continue my sentence. But if it wouldn't, I have to. If it wouldn't work out here, I'm not getting married again. Like,
yeah,
I would not get married again.
I will say
I don't know. I don't know.
Nah, I wouldn't do it again.
I would feel like, what's the point? I don't know.
I wouldn't do it again because it's just like, and that's not nothing to say about our relationship, obviously.
No, of course.
But I just don't.
I actually think it's a good thing because I feel like the reason why I say I wouldn't do it again, because I generally feel like if this didn't work, then I don't feel like anything would work after.
Yeah.
And I would feel like it's just easier to date and have
hey.
Have fun and just, like, you know.
Hey, I heard her. Have what?
Sigs.
Man, she's just trying to get her rocks off.
I just feel like it wouldn't be worth it. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's the point? If I generally feel like if this does not work, like, nothing will. So I would literally just date and have fun. And yeah.
What, man, we ain't gonna talk about that. Ain't no other niggas besides me. But anyways.
What? What was your question?
Nah, I was gonna ask, like, what would that be like, but it don't matter.
I would date a girl. I tell Jalen all the time, if this didn't work out, I'm dating a girl. Like, I'm being with a woman.
I'm gonna tell you this right now. You couldn't date a woman.
Why? I'd beat him up.
Y'all just your personality along with another woman's personality.
What you think gonna happen?
Y'all will be hooking.
Yeah, we gonna fight.
Y'all go fucking fight. Like, I just know you couldn't be with no woman. I just know that you can't.
You know what's so crazy?
Like, you need somebody
who people don't know me that well, they think that I'm, like, they don't think that about me.
I you need to be with somebody who is
patient,
calm,
yeah,
and level-headed.
That's you, baby.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't have, I'm not saying that you unstable, but you are. I'm saying, like, you know, sometimes, you know, women are emotional. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So kind of, yeah, y'all can be up and down sometimes.
Yeah.
And if both of y'all are like that all the time, y'all going to fight.
And, okay, let's stop talking about my hypothetical girlfriend after this. You know what I'm saying? But I think that kind of wraps up today's topic.
Yeah, I would say, again, like, I don't see nothing wrong with, you know, performing husband or wife duties in a relationship before you get married, because it's slick a necessity.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, like, somebody will still probably give you a ring without that. It just depends on the person. But like how you said, like, naturally, you're just going to do that.
You're naturally going to do that. One thing I will say, though, is don't do that shit for no man that don't even call you his girlfriend. Are you insane?
Hey, that's
don't do that for a man that you want for him to just cuff you. That's insane.
I've been
women,
that guy.
Huh?
I've been that guy.
In what way?
Like, getting cooked for him. I wouldn't even say we was talking. Like, I would fuck with Shorty when I was bored type shit. I'm just being honest.
You're a dog.
I'm just being honest.
You're a...
She was cooking everything, bro. What she said, though, don't do that shit. Like,
don't do
if
that.
If you don't know that, niggas is not trying to cuff you. They go try to... They go more than likely hit it and run, like, type shit.
Women,
for real.
Quick tip. You are the prize. You are the prize. The less you give him, the more he'll want. Stop cooking for these men, and you're not even his... You're not even the girlfriend yet. Pay him dust. Make him chase you. Make him wine and dine you. Don't call him after. I'm just kidding.
And I'm going to say this, fellas. You are also the prize. And to keep it real, the more you do give a woman, the more she go want. I'm going to leave it there.
Men are not the prize.
Hey.
You think the men are the prize?
I think that both people in a relationship are the prize.
No. Women are the prize. We give birth. We give life. We nurture. We men provide. Did you hear his duties that he labeled as men duties to provide and protect? Women do that with ease. We also can pay our own bills. We give birth. We have a period every month. You know how many hormonal differences we have a month?
That's why I was just saying unstable.
But women are the prize. Don't ever let no man make you think that he is the prize. You run from men like that. You are the prize. You hear me?
Y'all hear her?
No, seriously. You guys are the prize. Women, I love y'all.
She do love y'all. She loves the hell out of women.
But we can go ahead and wrap up today's episode. We love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, we see them listens over there. Thank you so much for tuning in over there. If you're listening, be sure to click the follow button on those two streaming platforms. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to click subscribe, like, and give us a comment down below.
Yeah, comment so we can talk about it.
Yeah.
Like, that's what this topic was today. Somebody commented, so we look forward to you guys' comments, and we want to hear what you guys want to hear from us. So hit us up.
Yeah, we love you guys. See you next Tuesday. We're late today. It's Wednesday you're watching this, but we'll see you next Tuesday.
We'll see y'all
love
next
you.
Week, man.
Bye.
Peace.